I think the challenge is, why did Abishol say that? Because we were discussing in the beginning of the Tosfos the whole philosophy of the guf and its relationship to the soul. So people look at the guf and they see the soul because they're so accustomed during the person's lifetime. Right? You see, a lot of times I hear people say, oh, he looked terrible when he was dead. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't see what the purpose was to look good. But you see, they take it that way. It's the same person. So that's why it's Loeg LaRosh, because the goof to the people represents, reflects what? The neshama of the person. Because it was tied to the neshama. Abba Shaul said, no. He said, in his time, he held that that's not the way they look at it. So he said, on the contrary, he said, take off my tzitzis to show that I'm a mace, and it's not me that's going into the kever. It's the neshama is gone, but the guf is nothing. So give them that limud, that the guf is really not, is not the neshama. Break them away from that idea. So he held in his door that you could do that. See, that depends upon the sociological situation in the door. So that's why he came out and he said, take off my tzitzis to show that I'm a mace, and this is not me, it's just my goof, and I'm all l'shamayim. So that was the tzivur. So apparently he held that in his door he could do it. So that's what Tosfos means, that many times we follow things that are in Sfarim Chitzonim, like Psikta, Chazon Yeshayo, because it's more appropriate for the door. It's more appropriate for the door.
The psak changes with regard to sociology?
What's that?
The psak changes with regard to sociology?
Yeah, because the whole psak is a sociological purpose.
Mm-hmm. You're saying it's to teach like the philosophical idea of Hasharas HaNefesh? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Right.
And that was like a philosophical idea that
That's
he wanted
right.
to...
Probably
didn't have that philosophical issue, so it was dealing with the psychological idea that people identify the mace with the Hasharas.
That's right. Exactly.
And then it became a philosophical corruption.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, the society looked at a person and if it was a beautiful person.
Yeah, we passed them like Abishol and we passed the tzitzis. Because we know like Masechet Sofer.
Right.
Okay. But at the same time, we're passing that you can't be Loeg LaRosh, you can't go with the tzitzis on the base of ours. So our man is asking, it's tied to the sasim.
Right.
But I was thinking to answer that like this. That Abba Shaul said, take it off my tzitzis to show them that my goof is not going into the grave. But the emotion of Loeg LaRosh is an emotion in man. So when he goes to the Beis HaKvaris, you don't want to awaken that emotion. And he can't, and he can't help. In other words, Loeg LaRosh is always an emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see like medical students put cigars in the guy's mouth and they make fun of him and they make a whole party. So the thing is, that's Loeg LaRosh is an emotion there. That machar tam imanu vayomatam machar v'nasan. Yeah. So the thing is, so that's why you can't go on the Beis HaKvaris with tzitzis, because you have that tendency
right. To
be Loeg LaRosh. At the same time, B'shas Kvura, he wants to show the true idea.
Right.
That it's not the soul that's going into the grave.
Right. I mean, like it takes precedence in that situation.
That's right.
The philosophical idea.
That's right.
But just stam, it still exists.
Stam, it still exists. Because that's the nature of man, is he wants to differentiate himself from the dead. So he'll be overlord Larush. But at the same time, there's no reason why at the time of Kura you should not show that idea. There's no reason why you should not show that idea. That the goof is the only thing going down. It's just a goof.
You're looking at it from two different ends. One vis-a-vis the mace, and